Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, meaning you can call and join us here to bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the crackdowns on the Ubers of the world and the Airbnbs, and you're certainly still welcome to comment on that. But there's also, speaking of bees!
Bees!
The bees that buzz, not the bee and bees, but the bees that buzz. Danica, apparently there have been stories we talked about in the past on Free Talk Live about bees are endangered, that they were depleting the population.
Yeah, I think it's been no secret. Like, everyone has talked about the beepocalypse, so to speak.
I hadn't heard it called that. That's funny.
Or Beemageddon. And it's just, you know, a couple of terms people come up with, that it was, you know, a very serious thing, because with bees just suddenly dying, it puts a lot of crops at risk. So all the media outlets were
right, because bees are really important to all kinds of products due to them just pollinating.
Yeah, not
things.
Just like bumblebees, but honeybees specifically.
Okay.
Hold on. So I'm confused here, because you're saying that all of the media outlets were talking about it. Based on my Facebook feed, no media outlet was talking about it because they were all scared. And that's the thing.
Scared of what?
But I'm sure you've heard news, all sorts of media outlets saying how it's terrible that bees are dying off and no one knows why.
I actually don't watch.
You had not heard those stories?
I've not heard anything at all.
I've seen where people have posted on Facebook, here's the story that nobody wants to tell you about. All the bees are dead. So it's people like claiming that nobody's talking about it, but you're saying that everybody was talking about
it. Well, there's definitely been,
there's been a lot of coverage.
Yeah, a lot of coverage about it. You know, off and on, but it's been a known fact that it's definitely a bee crisis, that these bees are dying off and no one really knows what it's about. But the story from the Washington Post says to go ahead and call it the beepocalypse, because the honeybee colonies are at their highest at 20 years.
So, I mean, could they really have bounced back that quickly? Maybe they weren't as bad off as people were making it seem like. I mean, you'll probably tell us more here.
But. Sure, absolutely. So the situation at one point had become so dire that the White House actually put together something called a National Strategy to Promote the Health of Honeybees and Other Pollinators. It's a 64-page policy framework for saving the nation's bees, butterflies, and other pollinating animals.
Now, and I'm sure it's very exuberating read. It's certainly a page turner. It will get your blood flowing, and you cannot wait to see what happens.
I mean, 64 pages. I mean, that's about what the standard magazine, right?
I would say so.
Yeah, the trouble began in 2006 or so when beekeepers first began noticing mysterious die-offs. It was soon christened Colony Collapse Disorder, or CCD, and had been responsible for the loss of 20 to 40% of managed honeybee colonies each winter over the past decade. The math says that if you lose 30% of your bee colonies every year for a few years, you rapidly end up with close to zero colonies left. But on the data that I showed you, it shows that there are a number of active bee colonies in the U.S. since 1987. Now, in the period after 2006, when CCD was first documented and talked about, there is definitely a dip that went down at 2006-2008, but then 2010, it's just been steadily rising.
This I can't imagine has anything to do with the government issuing paperwork. I mean, this seems to be, if I were going to blame this on anybody, this seems to be like the bee people have gotten their stuff together and they've, you know, done whatever it takes to create a circumstance in which the bees can flourish, right? I mean, they saw that there was a problem and they investigated what that problem was all about. And even if the White House hadn't put out a 64-page paper, I imagine that the bee colony still would have turned around. How many people in the bee business actually took the time to sit down and read about what a bunch of people who don't have any bees think about them?
Right. So supposedly, if CCD is wiping out close to a third of all bee colonies a year, how in the world are their numbers rising? Beekeepers. So the 2014 numbers, which came out earlier this year, show the number of managed colonies, that is commercial honey-producing bee colonies managed
owned
by
colonies.
Owned, yeah. Yes. Managed by human beekeepers is now the highest that it's been in. There is a 2012 working paper by Randall R. Tucker and Walter N. Thurman, who are a bunch of agricultural economists. They explain that the seasonal die-offs have always been a part of beekeeping. They report that before CCD, American beekeepers would typically lose 14% of their colonies a year, on average. So, beekeepers have devised two main ways to replenish their stock. The first method involves splitting one healthy colony into two separate colonies. Put half the bees into a new colony, and then order a new queen online, which usually runs about $25 or so, and voila, two healthy hives.
So, I think I can summarize this quite succinctly in, like, two words as far as why the bee population wound up coming back up. Private property.
Yeah.
When people have a financial incentive to have more bees, they're going to make sure they have more bees.
Essentially,
it's one of the reasons that cows and chickens will never go extinct.
Absolutely.
People have a financial incentive to make sure that there are always cows and chickens for people to eat because cows and chickens are tasty, tasty creatures.
Yeah, and that same idea can apply to even so-called endangered animals.
Right. This is a perfect example of the free market working. The other method that involves simply buying a bunch of bees to replace the ones you lost. You can buy 3 pounds of packaged bees plus a queen for about $100 or so. Not very much money. Beekeepers have been doing this sort of thing since the advent of commercial beekeeping, and when CCD came along, it roughly doubled the usual annual rate of bee die-offs. But this doesn't mean that the bees are going to extinct, just that beekeepers need to work a little bit hard to keep production up.
Now, I will say there's one particular species of animal that private ownership has not seemed to be able to help thrive.
What's that?
Panda bears.
Why?
For some reason, panda bears do not want to reproduce.
Interesting.
Yeah,
they're
so like
asexual?
Every zoo in the world is having trouble getting their pandas to reproduce.
What about cloning?
I don't know if they've tried that.
That's
but
an option.
They can't get, like, they've tried giving the male pandas Viagra and showing them panda porn, and
really?
They can't get them in the mood to reproduce.
That explains that why the zoos go all crazy when there's finally a baby panda born.
Right.
I didn't realize it was that hard to get them to reproduce.
Yes. Yeah, they're only in heat. The female is only in heat for like 1 week out of the entire year.
Okay.
Wow.
So there's like a very limited period of time when they can reproduce.
And the male pandas.
And the male's like, eh.
I'll get to it. Whenever.
Like they don't want to have sex to save their species.
Interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Did not know that.
Well, in that case, still, I think the market could if cloning was
or
better.
Or maybe it's just the pandas that are like, you know what, rebellion. The pandas know that they're trying to be forced to reproduce.
It
and
could be.
They're, you know, like more conscious than what we think pandas are, and they're like, all right, rebellion.
I think people underestimate animals. I really do. I think that their level of consciousness is much higher than people would give them credit for. In a lot of cases, just because they're not good necessarily at communicating with us what their intentions or their thoughts are, I think that they are a lot smarter than people really give them credit for. And so maybe that could be true what you're saying there, Daryl. And if you know if the natural drive of a panda is not enough to continue on its lifespan on the earth, then I think you could let them die off. But obviously, people are going to do everything they can. It's, you know, by showing them panda porn, apparently,
and giving them Viagra.
Yeah, to try to prevent that, and good for them. They're probably doing a better job than the government would be doing if they were in charge of it. And maybe cloning can do something down the line. Maybe that would be a way to sort of keep them alive.
But would that then take away some of the mystique of panda bears? If you could just clone panda bears and then instead of like, oh, this zoo has 2 panda bears. Like, I've never seen panda bears. It's like every zoo now has 100 panda bears. There's as many panda bears as there are squirrels. I hate these things.
Well, I guess if that were what was happening,
does that
it's
make
just
me
pandemonium.
Racist? Because pandas are black, white, and Asian.
It's just a bunch of pandemonium, too, isn't it?
I think that if they did that, Daryl, that would be a good thing, right? Because then the pandas would be so ubiquitous, they would have to release them into the wild, and they'd probably go extinct again, right? Because they wouldn't necessarily be able to breed more sexuality into them.
Right. So the real question is, can I, at some point in my lifetime, eat a panda burger?
I don't know if I could answer that one.
I've had ostrich burger and buffalo burger.
I've had alligator before. That was pretty tasty, from what I remember.
Really? Yes. Yeah, none of those things are on the list of endangered species.
All right. There's more. You can share with us. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Whether it's the birds or the bees, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
We're talking about the bees. They are apparently coming back, according to the Washington Post story Danica is sharing with us. The number of bee colonies in the U.S. is now at a 20-year high, and this is after a lot of concern around the bee colonies in 2006 after this colony collapse disorder was first coined, the term where at the end of the year or whatever, season, the bees would die off by like 30% from each colony. Is that right, Danica?
Yeah, it's normal for every colony to lose a percentage of the bees. It sounds like that as though that a lot of the beekeepers just weren't replenishing the terminated bees. And so it seemed like that there was a loss, but then more beekeepers became more responsible about it and it started increasing higher.
And you said one of the ways they would do that is to take a healthy colony, split it in two, and order another queen from
Correct.
The internet. You can just order a queen.
You can order a queen, yeah. And the queen is, if anyone knows anything about bees, is that the queen, as well as ants, she is like the heart of the hive. Like, mm-hmm. if you don't have a queen, the hive's going to totally die off. So you can order a queen roughly for about $25 or so, or just get a whole brand new hive, 3 pounds of packaged bees, plus a queen for $100.
Right. So if you lose 30% due to this so-called colony collapse disorder, which they had said that normally it was like 15% that you'd lose, so it did seem to be more of a loss for whatever reason than previously. If you lose 30%, then just double your next colony, and there you go, right?
There
so
you go.
My question here is, has the price of bees and queens gone up due to this decline, or what at one point was the decline in the population of bees?
Well, some of the extra work that they're going to has actually passed on to us. The average retailer price of honey has about doubled since 2006. I've also noticed now there's more different kinds of honey you can get. You can get raw honey, or you can get different kinds of honey. But I have noticed that honey has gone up because I used to buy a lot of honey. And also pollination
Literally
fees.
Literally, it's doubled?
I would agree that it's doubled.
No, I mean, that may or may not have to do with the circumstances around the supply of the bees. I mean, it certainly could be a factor, but it could also be that food costs in general in a lot of ways have
certainly.
Gone up over
yeah,
time,
I'm,
right?
I'm certainly not ruling that out.
Yeah, the price of gas goes up. That means
right.
the price of the price of bread is probably a lot higher now than it was 10 years ago.
Sure,
too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something to definitely
bread used to be like 98 cents a loaf, and now it's like $2 or $3.
$3. Yeah.
Yeah, and a researcher with the USDA points out that the pollination fees, which is the amount that beekeepers charge to cart their bees around to farms and pollinate fruit and nut trees, has also approximately doubled over the same period. So
wow.
some of it is passing on to us.
That's interesting. I didn't even know about that. I mean, I knew that people were doing the bee thing, and I just thought that was like, oh, you keep those little white bee boxes out in the backyard, and you go out and you get honey. But I didn't realize that some beekeepers are actually transporting their colony to a place where people need their trees and stuff pollinated.
Sure, almonds, blueberries, all different kinds of crops need pollination.
And if there's no natural bees around in the area, you've
right.
got to call somebody in. Wow, I
exactly.
didn't even realize that.
Yeah, so that's why some of the prices has gone up. But, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's not only just, inflation and rising prices in general, but just some of the work that's involved with bees. But from here, it looks as though that the bees really are in no fear of going extinct. So I would say that this is definitely a win for the free market. And for people able to see a problem and really think of a way to come across it. I mean,
well, I don't know if it's truly a free market. I mean, I don't know what regulations there are on bees, but there's a chance that there could be some in some places.
Sure.
I mean, we don't really have a truly free market, but it certainly is something you can chalk up to the market. You know, it wasn't the government that brought the bees back. It was the beekeepers, the people who care about bees, the people who are interested in proliferating bees. They're the ones who came up with the ideas to solve this problem. And
right.
they're the ones who implemented those ideas as well.
Right. In conclusion, Tucker and Thurman, the economists, called this a victory for the free market by saying not only was there not a failure of bee-related markets, but they adapted quickly and effectively to the changes induced by the appearance of CCD.
So you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I was actually on Amazon. I wanted to see, because you can get a lot of stuff on Amazon. Apparently, you cannot actually get a queen bee from Amazon. So they don't have that. There's one of the few things that Amazon does not sell is a live queen bee.
Yeah, I also could not find fresh produce.
That's true. But they do have a lot of other food and a bunch of products. And if you've ever been on Amazon, you know they've got a huge selection. You
yeah.
can get pretty much everything you need, unless it's a queen bee or fresh produce from Amazon. And I don't think they sell guns either at Amazon. But there's pretty much, you know, pretty
they
much
sell
everything.
Plastic guns.
They sell steak and lobster.
It's amazing. It really is. And how about getting 20 to 25% off of Amazon purchases? You can do that now with Purse. Go to purse.freetalklive.com, and you can use your Bitcoin to buy the things that you need in life on Amazon. So maybe you want to get a book about beekeeping. Amazon's the place to go and do that. You go to purse.freetalklive.com, get signed up for your Purse account. Then what you'll do is you can add things to your Amazon wish list. You go back to Purse, you import your wish list into Purse, and then you select your discount. Maybe you'd like 20% off. No problem. That's the average discount in the United States for Purse users. Maybe you'd like 25% off. I've had no problem getting 25% off on anything that I list on Purse. Daryl, I believe you recently got
30%.
Wow.
Saved almost $14 on a case of turkey jerky.
How'd that turkey jerky turn out, by the way?
Oh, it's good. I've had it before. I okay. bought it from a grocer, and then...
So you knew the product?
I knew the product. Yeah. I knew it was good, and I found it on Amazon,
and it broke down
12-pack.
And you're breaking it down by 12 with the discount, probably cheaper than anything you could get at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, because it's generally like... $4.55 a pack. I got it $38 for 12, so just over $3.
How long did you have to wait before your 30% off
days.
Order was fulfilled? Okay, so that was a little bit of a wait, but unless you're in a super hurry to get, you know, beef jerky delivered to you, why not wait a couple days to get the discount?
If I was in a hurry, I wouldn't have put 30%.
Exactly. You
right,
get to
exactly.
choose your discount. The only trick is you got to pay with Bitcoin. So get started at purse.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe. He's in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Danica and Daryl.
Hey, I was just calling about the bees.
Yes, sure.
Here in Alabama, they've got a lot of co-ops in which people do the produce, and the beekeepers take the beehives to the produce farms, and then they sell the local honey. And they say, we have a lot of bad allergies. And if you eat the local honey, you won't get as many allergies, plus
sure.
you won't get as sick. And I'm
That's
not
true.
Sure what causes that, but it really works around here.
I think it's because there's little bits of the pollen that's in the honey, right?
Yeah, so it's sort yes. of like a vaccine
yeah.
sort of effect because you're getting part of whatever it is that your body needs to fight.
You can
so
create an immunity for it.
Right, you're creating immunity, basically.
Joe?
Yes. I didn't know if you've already talked about that or not, so I just wanted to throw that out.
No, thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call
yeah.
tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, in other news, Daryl, banning books is coming
no,
back
Daryl's
into fashion.
No, Daryl's not banning books.
No. Not, you're an editor. You would never ban a book.
You can't ban a book if you didn't like it, like 50 Shades of Grey. But, I mean, we should all probably ban that from our libraries.
I've never read it. Have you?
No.
I don't agree with banning books, and I don't imagine anybody in the studio does. But apparently it's coming back into fashion, at least in some places.
Yeah, that's the claim here.
We'll talk about it.
Reason.com has the article.
You can join us on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill?
Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're here at Free Talk Live, and you can join us at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And ProXPN, that is a way to protect yourself online. There are a number of ways you can protect yourself, and ProXPN is a good one to stop your internet service provider from snooping on you, knowing where you're going and what you're doing online, probably logging that information for, in some cases, several years. You can stop that from happening right now by going and downloading ProXPN software. It's available for Linux, as well as Android, Mac, Windows, iOS, pretty much whatever device you're using, whether it is your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop computer, you can get ProXPN. So get started at proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. And you can use promo code FTL50. You'll then save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy the annual account with code FTL50. It brings the price down to around $5 per month. And you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, and private torrenting ability. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites. Those are all features with their premium account, and you get that all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Don't forget to use promo code FTL50, and you'll get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So, let's see here. We were going to discuss the book book bannings, which apparently have not really gone completely out of style. Some people are calling for them again. Daryl W. Perry, where is this happening, and what's the source on the story?
It is happening all over the country, and the story here comes from Reason.com. They cite a Harris Poll survey that says American support for banning books jumped by more than 50% between 2011 and 2015.
Uh-oh.
Conducted last March, some 28% of the 2,244 U.S. adults surveyed answered yes to the following question.
28%.
Do you think that there are any books which should be banned completely? That is up from 18% in 2011. While it's still a minority perception, I felt that from 18 to 28% in just 4 years was a rather surprising growth, said Harris Poll research manager Larry Shannon Mizell. To be fair, the wording is somewhat confusing, writes Reason, jumping from talking about the content of school libraries to books more generally in a way that may have influenced some of the responses.
Oh, so the questions prior to the question about banning books were about controversial books in school libraries?
That's what it seems like, yes.
Okay.
On the school library front, a full 71% expect librarians to keep age-inappropriate books out of the hands of students.
So in the case, I see what Reason's saying there, and that is that if you preface this question about, well, should books be banned, with other questions about how there's naughty books in school libraries,
right,
then people might conflate the two questions together and presume that the question isn't about a wholesale book banning on the national level or the state level, but about banning them from school libraries.
Right. So it would be akin to if I asked you a series of questions, and I know that you had pizza just before we
went on the
show, but if I said, Ian, are you hungry? And you say, no. And then I say, do you like tacos? You might respond, I just told you I'm not hungry.
Right.
But those are not necessarily the same question. It's not I'm asking you, would you like a taco
right
now?
He's asking if you like tacos.
I'm just
actually
asking.
Would.
But the previous question.
Oh, taco sounds good.
Yeah, I'm down.
But the previous question. The previous question influences the way you are going to answer.
Yeah, and that's what they're getting at.
Now, say, in addition, that's in addition to the 71% that expect librarians to keep age-inappropriate books out of the hands of students, 60% think that books containing explicit language should be kept from school bookshelves entirely.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That would ban, what, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, all kinds of classics.
Right.
Yes.
And I, you know, on that point, Daryl, I had something that actually came up at work the other day. I have a coworker who has a 9-year-old daughter, and her teacher was so upset and talked to my coworker and said, did you realize that your daughter is reading The Hunger Games? Which, if anyone knows anything about The Hunger Games, it does. How, you know, teenagers and violence.
There's violence. Yeah.
And the teacher's like, how could you? And my coworker was just like, okay, whatever. She's reading a book and she enjoys it. At least she's reading. The teacher is mad?
Wait.
The teacher
who's upset that a child is reading?
Right.
Yes.
And she's reading The Hunger Games, which is supposed to be for teenagers, and it's a 9-year-old. I agree, and that's what I said, and that's what my coworker says. Like, she's thinking the teacher's out of her mind, but I'm just thinking teachers would be like, we can't have The Hunger Games here because that has violence. It's just like, really, lady? Well,
speaking of The Hunger Games and violence, 48% of people surveyed said that books with violence should be kept completely from school.
What about books that promote racism? You know, like Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, I'm sure has some racist phrases in there.
Well, I don't know if a book having racism within it is necessarily promoting racism. I mean, if a character in a book is racist and that character gets shot or something like that,
then they're going to justify it, sure.
That may not be a racist book. What was that stat one more time, Daryl?
48%. So let me go back. 71% said that librarians should keep age-inappropriate books out of the hands of students.
Okay.
60% said that books containing explicit language should be kept from school bookshelves entirely,
yep.
And 48% said the same about books with violence.
So basically, scratch out the classics, scratch out all the classics,
absolutely.
And not to mention plenty of modern-day books that have a curse word in them.
Nobody can read anything from Shakespeare because people died in all of those.
Oh my God, yeah, they're super violent. And then, you know, you get rid of the books that actually have any violence whatsoever, and then you're getting rid of pretty much every book ever written except for, you know, Clifford or Sesame Street or something like
the,
that.
The Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, I mean,
Mercer Mayer.
You know, books and stories, these tales, fictional tales, they're built on conflict. I mean, that's,
yes.
If you don't have conflict, you don't have a story for the most part.
Right.
I mean, even in the Bernstein Bears, there's still some level of conflict between the family members arguing about something.
Right.
Or whatever,
so you can't have the Three Little Pigs because the Three Little Pigs, there's violence there. There's houses being blown down.
The wolf is
by
destroying
a big, bad
the
wolf.
Houses.
Exactly. I mean, this is insane. I don't know if people. They're obviously not thinking too hard about these questions.
Hold
right?
on. But before you get too incensed, there's more.
Oh, I'm sure. Let's hear it.
Those surveyed were also largely in favor of shielding students from books containing
sex.
Witchcraft or sorcery. 44%.
Oh, Harry Potter.
More people were upset about witchcraft and sorcery than they were about sexual activity. 43%.
Well, if you can put a spell on someone, then they'll be your sex slave. So clearly, we need to stop the kids from learning about witchcraft because then they won't have as much sex.
Which is higher than the percentage of people that want books about drug or alcohol use removed from bookshelves, 37%.
So more people want no books about witchcraft. They want books about witchcraft
so
removed.
No more Lord of the Rings, which almost every single fantasy genre is based off of.
Mm. And no more Twilight, because 36% of those surveyed
well,
want
we can,
books about vampires.
We can deal with our Twilight.
That all seems pretty standard.
This is all about
write.
School libraries, just to clarify. That's
yes.
all. Okay, all these are under that.
More unsettling, perhaps, is the fact that 33% of Americans don't think school libraries should stock a copy of the Quran, while 29% want to keep out the Torah or Talmud, and only 13% were willing to ban the Bible.
Wow.
About a quarter think students should be kept from any book that questions the existence of a divine being, while 20% want to keep out books that discuss creationism.
Let's keep the internet out, too, from these libraries, because, I mean, look, libraries are obviously this sort of decrepit old idea that who even goes to a library anymore unless they're forced to at a school for some sort of report.
And remove any sort of history books, too, because history is sure to have documents of any sort of racism,
there's
violence,
a lot of
or
violence.
Anything like that.
I mean,
sure.
History is essentially a history of violence in a lot of ways. We'll come back here. Daryl, more to share?
Oh, definitely.
855 450 free. Are you a book banner? Do you agree with some of these statistics? And these are shocking numbers. Surely somebody out there listening agrees. 855 450 free.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Serious investors or traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Book banning is on the table at the moment, specifically kind of under the umbrella of, well, a lot of these questions in this poll, at least, Daryl, that you're sharing, were under the umbrella of the government schools restricting what students can access.
And those were the questions that began the survey, which may have wound up leading to some skewed results once they left the school walls.
Right. You. Some of the questions included people voting overwhelmingly or in surprising numbers to ban things like books that have violence in them, books that have witchcraft in them, books
vampires, that alcohol vampires. Or drug use. Sexual activity.
Wizardry.
Some of them near 50% saying, and some, what was over 50%? Wasn't there
over 50% were books containing explicit language. 60% of those surveyed said that they should be kept entirely out of the schools.
60%.
Wow.
48% said the same about violent books.
It didn't say elementary schools, it's just schools.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
School bookshelves entirely. Yeah. Taking things outside of the school walls is where the poll gets really icky.
Uh-oh.
In addition to the 28% who say, yes, books should sometimes be banned completely in America, another 24% said they were unsure about the answer to the question. And
oh, my.
Wow.
71% support books being rated in the same vein as movies, with 35% strongly in favor.
Wow.
More than 70% want a book rating system? Is that what you just said?
Yes. So, interestingly, there was less support for banning movies, television shows or video games.
Incredible.
16, 16, and 24% respectively. Deborah Caldwell Stone, Deputy Director of the American Library Association's Office of Intellectual Freedom, suggested that this speaks to the enduring power of books. But the writer of this article says, I can't help but think some comes from how much Americans think they would be personally affected by each ban. Ban the Quran? Yeah, sure. But you can have my Walking Dead and Skyrim when et cetera, et cetera. Peter Hart of the National Coalition Against Censorship said he would like to see the results to more nuanced questions about censorship. And they cite something here from the Library Journal where Hart says, we thought it would be helpful to ask questions that would try to draw people out a little bit. For instance, you say that you're in favor of banning any kind of book. Well, what about The Great Gatsby? How do you feel about The Diary of Anne Frank?
Cursing.
Or Beloved? Who knows what someone has in mind when they're answering that question? A terrorist how-to guide? Or are they thinking actual literature? Censorship and institutionalized ratings
It doesn't even matter, though. It doesn't matter what the content is. It should be legal to print and distribute anything you want.
Well,
I agree, but where he's coming from is he's saying that you need to figure out what the people are thinking when they answer, yes, sometimes books should be banned.
But even in libraries, there's sections where it has a label on the book where it clearly says romance or teen or something. So these books are already being labeled as though they're for a different audience. But who's to say that a 10-year-old can't go and grab a teen book and just start reading it?
You know, well, that's what these people are concerned with, apparently.
Well, keep a better eye on your kids. It's not the library's fault. It's
right. Yeah. If you don't want your children to have access to books with profanity and violence, which pretty much is every fictional book ever written, if you don't want to have them having access to that, just go ahead and keep them out of the government schools and keep them locked up in their house and prevent them from accessing any kind of internet whatsoever.
Or accompany them to the library and look and see what they're checking out.
Yeah, I guess that would be a way to
do it.
Right.
If you really want to be
a helicopter parent.
Right, I agree. That's not necessarily the best way to go about it, but if you really want to ensure that's one of the only ways to go about it.
Caldwell Stone said, censorship and institutionalized ratings are easy answers to difficult questions. I think it circles back to the fact that we don't talk about these issues from a civic standpoint. We don't talk about the Bill of Rights anymore, and our commitment to educating students about civics has really declined in the last few decades. However, she noted, there's always that other old adage that there should something in every library to offend someone.
There should be something in every library to offend
someone. This is missing a word in here.
There should be something. Meaning that your library is incomplete unless there's some book that would be considered offensive because then, you're not the best library in the world. I get that. That makes sense.
Library Journal editor Lisa Pete notes that the survey's results would seem to show a rise in conservative attitudes toward censorship, especially in the context of school libraries. The author of the article at Reason says, true, but I wonder how much of the rise in conservative censorship views can be attributed to millennials of the left. Alas, Harris offers no generational breakdown.
Hold on. Is the suggestion of that statement that the conservative views are held by left-leaning millennials?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
Harris, which is the polling company, offered no generational breakdown for most of the book banning survey questions.
Which would have been interesting. I'm surprised.
Right. So that does not allow them to know whether these are,
old people.
60-somethings that are answering these questions, if it's a good mix of people.
Right.
If there's young people that they're thinking, oh, Vampire Twilight was horrible, ban that.
Mm.
You don't know what people are thinking here. Millennials,
they're apparently not thinking too hard.
Right. Millennials, he writes, were, however, slightly more likely than Gen Xers to support a book rating system and only slightly less supportive than boomers or their senior counterparts to support a rating system. Republicans, meanwhile, were still almost twice as likely as others to believe that some books should be banned completely, with 42% support compared to 23% for those who self-identified as Democrats and 22% who self-identified as political independents in the survey.
I don't think we're going to see a book rating system anytime soon. That just doesn't seem likely. There are so many different publishers, so many different ways to you can self-publish now,
right.
ever, you know, easier than ever before. And the video game rating system, for those who don't recall, back in the 1990s, there was a push to have video game ratings. And what happened was, it was one of those things. It was actually Joe Biden.
Yeah, it was Joe Biden that was behind that.
Yep. He was basically saying, look, you guys either do this or we're going to do it for you. And so the video game industry came up with the ESRB, which is a voluntary, I'm putting quotes around that, voluntary ratings association, but they only did it because they were under threat of the government coming up with one and forcing it upon them. For the book industry to do the same thing would be a lot harder. There just are far more publishers, I think, than there are of books, than there are of video games, for instance. And, Daryl, you are a book publisher.
Yes.
If the book industry decided to, whoever they are, whatever book industry associations there are, if they decided to adopt some sort of book rating system, some sort of voluntary book rating system, would you apply those ratings to the books you publish at fpp.cc, your website?
I would not apply whatever they wind up coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
There was one book that I did publish where the author wanted a sort of parody warning label on there that says may cause excessive thinking and a couple other things.
Great.
I might just start putting that on every book.
Oh, that's cool.
Or I would not put anything on at all.
So you would do like civil disobedience for book publishing?
Yes.
Nice.
Absolutely. The article here concludes, college graduates were somewhat less likely than those with a high school education or less to support book bans, 24% versus 33%.
That's sad. Those are some sad numbers. I mean,
yes.
Nobody had any comments here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453 if you want to sneak a thought in. You can always call another night, too, on this, because I would love to hear from someone who is in the 28%. I would really love to hear the justification for why books should be banned across the board, not just within a government library, because I would still argue, or a government school library, I'd still argue that those books should be allowed in the government school library in addition to everywhere else.
And they don't specify here government school libraries when talking
okay,
about school
point.
Library. It could be private school.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, the idea of freedom of speech is that you should be able to come across, that you can come across unfriendly and ugly speech, things that you don't necessarily like. And it's your responsibility to shield yourself from whatever it is you don't wish to receive.
Sure.
And with books, it's easy. You don't pick it up.
No one's forcing you to read.
Exactly. And, you know, you could argue if somebody walks down the street with a T-shirt that says F you on it that, you know, you're forced to read the T-shirt because you were walking down the street. But that's one of the problems with public property, and it's not necessarily a problem with freedom of expression.
Right.
So we're out of time for tonight. But you can join Daryl on his website and get lots of Daryl audio. He makes a newscast 7 days a week over at fppradio.com, as well as a few other shows. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. I'm at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.